Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However, wherever, whenever, whatever, maybe with a nice Chablis, you receive us. We appreciate the fuck out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. It's Faithless Friday, everybody. We let our atheism hang out a little bit more. Instead of our usual concealed carry, we're open fucking carry. And on Friday, everybody,
watch out, Sky God.
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Tweet us and all that shit during the show. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Of course, you got to be careful how you talk to these believers about their shit, because everybody gets so fucking sensitive. What am I not allowed to say? We're not allowed to make fun of Jesus, but we can say he doesn't exist.
Well, you can do whatever you want, yeah, but I mean,
I'm just trying to understand,
they get upset.
Their sensibilities.
Well, even saying he may not have existed as an actual historical figure makes them lose their mind.
God, I tweeted something out 2 weeks ago or something. Yeah, I thought it was kind of funny. Jesus Christ. The extreme butt hurt when, you know.
And they're still trying to claim persecution right now, even in this atmosphere where you've got Mike Pence, Uber Jesus.
Nine.
Wielder. Magic wielder.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's a sizzler steak away from the fucking presidency, or possibly another Russian connection.
I know.
Or two.
I'm trying to remember what it was. I put something on Facebook that pissed off. Fuck, I don't remember what it was, and I just thought it was funny. Like, you're going after people's faith or something like that. So what?
I mean, not as anti-theist as many.
Yeah, maybe
as
it was
most.
Maybe it was a little anti-theist. I don't know.
There's a difference between being atheist, being anti-theist. If you don't know the difference, it's tends to lean more towards anti-theists are anti-religion.
Oh, okay.
Well, like, I mean, like they want religion to go. Atheist just means you don't believe in a god,
right?
Anti-theist
sorry.
Means you're a little more active the making religion go away, or you wish religion would go away.
I was making fun of people's religion, I guess, and I'm sorry. Sorry, sorry, guys. I mean, you know, as
an
atheist,
I don't know what you're talking about.
As an atheist, I never get that, but...
Oh, no, we're beloved worldwide.
Right.
The atheists.
Stow your sensitivity about your religion.
Stow it.
Up my ass.
Tweet us during the show, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening live. This lovely, warm Southern California Friday afternoon here.
Oh, yes.
At Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. Can also sling us a message over at our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, a warm and loving community of angry liberals.
Yay.
Are loving.
Oh, yes.
Whatever happened to liberal tolerance? I get that one all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I got in a little Twitter fight this morning. Called somebody a ninny.
Oh, jeez. God, hey,
listen. It's about as brutal as I felt like being.
Hey, right-wing nut jobs. It's kind of the beginning of the end for your shit. That's what it looks like to me anyway. I mean, I think we're seeing the beginning of the end of Trumpville, USA, maybe.
Cracks definitely forming. Yeah. I mean...
And I got to tell you, if he goes the way of Nixon, prepare for me to not be a good sport about it. I'm going to rub your face in this shit.
Yeah, and I'm going to get t-shirts.
Oh, I'm going to enjoy
it. We fucking told you so.
The butt hurt from your side is going to be like opera to me. I'm going to love it. I will bask in it. I will not be gracious.
Well, who knows if they'll nice. Even accept it?
Of course they won't. They won't accept
it's shit. It's mainstream media.
But Obama was black.
I mean, more and more of this stuff comes out, and they're still saying, but it's the leaks that are bad.
Fuck you.
It's the fact that they're leaking. Not the fact that they're leaking facts about possible Russian interference, or not possible, probable, definite Russian interference, but whether there was collusion between the Trump camp
right,
and
there was
the Ruskies. And if they can get a quid pro quo. They're fucked. If they can find somebody who says, hey, I heard them say, you know, hey, don't worry, if we get elected, we'll loosen up those sanctions for you guys.
Yeah.
And if that happened,
they're fucked.
Yes.
Man.
Maybe. I mean, it's going to take a lot because you've got the un-American fuckwaddles of the Republicans right now who are drunk with power and think that they don't want that to go away.
All right. Even if Schindler is in bed with Russia, doesn't that bother them?
Well, yeah. Don't they realize
we're talking about security?
Don't they care about their brand?
Their brand? Fuck that. What about national security? What about us not being exposed to Russia?
Right.
We don't know what they're fucking doing, but these Republican fucking twunts don't care.
Did you see Sweden? Mm-hmm. One of the happy scando countries.
Yes.
Has started conscription again. The draft.
Oh, because of this shit.
Because of Russia. Absolutely, 100% right. Specifically. Because they're worried about the bullshit that Russia's doing right now, looking like it's trying to spread a little bit into the European area.
And maybe America's helping them.
Right.
America's up NATO.
Turning its back.
God, I never thought about it like that. I mean, of course, this bullshit being done by Schindler when he says things like, oh, we don't know, how we feel about NATO. Saying things very pro-Russian. That's not going to cause a military buildup in the EU and other countries that are worried that they're going to be threatened.
That's why Pence had to go over there and say, no, we like you guys. Don't worry. We like you guys.
And I get it if they don't believe him. What are you going to say that's true? What is anybody from the Schindler regime going to say that's true? You don't fucking know.
Kind of still waiting on that one. We can see what's going on here. In the headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, March the 3rd, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. Over at the commie, pinko, liberal Huffington Post. I think I just saw the same thing you did.
Celeste.
Tweet from Celeste. Very funny. headline over at the HuffPo says, from the alt-right swamp to the president's mouth. Did you see this?
No.
He basically, I don't know if he retweeted... the headline says Donald Trump's attempt to shift the focus to Chuck Schumer is more than a little desperate. He's trying to say it's not me that was into the Russians. It's Chuck Schumer Democrats.
Wait. No. I did see this. The picture he sent at Chuck Schumer from 10 years ago.
Having a donut with Trump or with Putin.
Is it really a donut?
Trump tweeted an image of Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, Democrat, who was taking a picture with him and Vladimir Putin toadies in the background. They're out in public somewhere. It looks like they're at a like a coffee shop because there's like books on the racks and stuff. It looks like they're at a right. Starbucks or some shit. They got some donuts. The image first resurfaced in a Reddit thread yesterday.
Okay.
Morons were like, oh, yeah, what about Chuck Schumer? Look at him. He's almost sucking Putin's cock in this picture.
Yummy. It's
in 13 years ago. It was from 03.
It's not the same thing.
And it was when Putin was in New York. It says they were at Putin made a public appearance at a New York City gas station that had recently been bought by Russians, Lukoil.
Okay.
Schumer laughed and tweeted back. It was over at InfoWars then. It got picked up by InfoWars, that picture, of course. Started getting shared by a number.
Oh, God.
Of those festering assholes over there.
Imagine what Alex Jones says about that. Oh, look at that. Blah, 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 blah. Having a donut with Chucky Schumer.
It appeared at InfoWars, Gateway Pundit, which is also a loony conspiracy site, as well as the Drudge Report.
Yay. Hey, man, how do we know this isn't a meeting of the Illuminati?
So then from 2003, this picture shows up and Trump tweets. Donald Trump tweet. Somebody got something. He found it. He found the Android that they were trying to keep away from him, apparently, for the past 2 days. Because his little orange fingers must be tired after all the tweeting he's been doing
today. Because what he's saying is public record on Twitter. I mean, if they start some sort of investigation and that leads to impeachment hearings, I mean, can't they question him on what he says on Twitter? It's like, hey.
Absolutely.
Isn't he worried that...
No.
I mean, like, the more you put out there, the more vulnerable you are.
So he tweeted under that picture, we should start an immediate investigation into Senator Schumer and his ties to Russia and Putin. A total hypocrite.
Well, you know...
You know somebody had to type hypocrite for him.
Oh, sure. But I tell you...
H-I-P-P-O.
That's enough for their side, though. That's enough evidence for their side to say, oh, look, Schumer's
it's all
in
over
bed
the right now. It's all over
Putin.
Twitter.
That's enough.
It's all over Twitter.
Meanwhile, we got dossiers.
There's a picture of him from 13 years ago.
We got dossiers of Trump and Putin, but that's not enough.
It says Trump's tweet. This is from the HuffPo. Trump's tweet comes after several separate reports detailing several of the president's top advisors, including Attorney General Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III.
Fuck you.
Former NSA advisor Mike Flynn.
Okay.
Son-in-law Jared Kushner.
Kushner.
All met with Russia's ambassador to the U.S. I forget who it was today. One of the pundits was saying, what business does Kushner have during the transition? It might have even been before he was officially hired.
Right. Oh, wait. So was he doing something screwy?
What business does he have being in those meetings?
I don't know. What does he fucking do
Russian
anyway?
Russian ambassador.
Right. But what does he do anyway? When he's not being a bullshit fucknut for Trump and his administration, what was his previous profession? Rich guy?
Trust fund kid who made even more money.
Oh, so he, okay. Well, whatever. Who knows what he was doing with the ambassador.
Which, of course, makes him a brilliant businessman.
Oh, yeah. Fuck these
By
guys.
By definition to the dummies on the right.
Oh, God.
He's got millions of dollars. Obviously, he's better than us and worthy of our worship and worthy of listening to him. Let him run everything.
I am not falling fucking for this morons. Line that Ivanka and Jared are the voices of reason over there. Fuck them. They're both capitalists.
Well, it's comparative.
Corporate is fat cats. Yeah, but you know what? They're kind of even worse because they're more palatable. That makes them worse and more insidious.
Scarier,
It's scarier. Ivanka is far more... Man, if Ivanka was president instead of Donald, far more insidious and far more scarier.
So Chuck Schumer responded, happily talk regarding my contact with Mr. Putin and his associates.
Okay.
Took place in 03 in full view of press and public... Under oath, would you and your team?
Yes. Oh, yes. Who's Chucky? Who is peeing on who in that exchange.
And then he said, and for the record, they were Krispy Kreme donuts.
Did he really say that?
Yeah. Oh. That was his follow-up tweet.
God.
A little bit of levity from Chuck Schumer. Runs in the family.
Wow.
Cousin Amy.
It's funny.
So there you go. Donald Trump taking some time out to take a swipe at Chuck Schumer with a picture and moronic faux comparison. What about itis of the right? Their terminal, idiotic, what about itis?
You know what helps with
there's no comparison here. Ugh.
You know what helps with your comedy career?
Being funny?
No. Fuck no. That doesn't help.
Yeah, that's
true. Don't do shit.
Yeah.
Are you crazy? No, having your uncle, whoever the fuck Chuck Schumer is to Amy Schumer, being in government, being in charge of the... Yes. Fuck yes. Of course. Do you think she's that funny that she just has an amazing career on her talent?
You know, I have to be honest. I don't think I've ever
seen her stand up.
Seen her stand up or paid attention to any of her projects. Really,
she's funny enough.
For lack of, like, oh my God, I hate Amy Schumer. I just haven't. No. I don't know. It hasn't caught my eye.
She's funny, but all I'm saying is she's related to Chuck Schumer. Of course, she has a big career. That helps.
And sure enough, over at the Drudge Report is the same picture: Schumer and the Russians.
This is so fucking stupid.
Trump mocks.
You know, okay, here's the thing. A lot of Republicans get pissed off because the libs are condescending when they talk to you about politics, because, I don't know, the right has a lot of stupid fucking politics based on hatred and racism and stupid sexism and shit like that. So yeah, we're condescending. But this is a reason why we're condescending, because you're so fucking stupid. You're so stupid. This is...
So Drudge leads to Gateway Pundit, which is just a tiny piece of fetid toilet paper clinging to the ass hair of a dead walrus. It's just a shit rag of fake news.
What an evolved walrus.
Their headline
wipes his own asshole. Yeah. I don't even know where's a walrus's asshole.
Usually,
by the way,
they use harp seals.
I would like to
wipe their ass.
Oh really? Oh okay. A third party?
Right.
How do you even grip the toilet paper with those fins?
That's why you need a friend.
Sad.
The harp seal lays there and they drag their asses over him. The headline over at the Gateway Pundit uses that picture. And it says, flashback, Chuck Schumer meets with Putin in New York City.
What the fuck?
Then it says, where's the outrage? Democrat, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer continues to push the Russia conspiracy, but it was Schumer who met with Putin in New York City, not Trump.
You know, this outrage, Drudge, it's going to make it so much better when you have to print the headline, Trump impeached.
Good God.
Fuck dude. You.
It's. I don't know if I'm offended by how stupid they are. That they think
thrilled.
This is going to work with people.
Stupid.
I mean, the fact that it is going to work with people on the right is even more terrifying.
Yes, it will work. Absolutely. I guarantee. Fuck yeah. I'm going to.
You know, we're going to see that on our Facebook page, probably, or maybe your old high school friends in your Twitter feed or your Facebook feed.
Oh, fuck yeah.
They're going to be a comment about, oh, yeah, well, what about Schumer?
God damn.
Insane. They're so dumb.
Fucking insane.
The faux outrage. And then the Democrats are coming out saying, you know, I've never had a one-on-one meeting with the ambassador.
Right.
And I was on the committee and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then they show pictures. They're going after Claire McCaskill. They're going after Pelosi both have pictures of them sitting at these massive tables with like 30 people sitting around the table. And there's an arrow at Pelosi, and it says, Russian ambassador! And there's an arrow pointing across the way. She had a meeting with him!
Oh, my God. How awesome.
And she's even said that it's a one-on-one meeting. We didn't...
Right.
This was Sessions and the Russian ambassador. And a toady or two. That was them meeting specifically. This wasn't some giant bipartisan congressional meeting where two delegations met, and they're trying to compare the two. Look at the Democrats. It's over at the Drudge Report. A photo contradicts Pelosi ambassador statement. Smiling with Medvedev. Oh my God, Ryan. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 people. 16 old white people.
At this secret
meeting? I can
meeting?
See sitting at this meeting.
This evil secret meeting of a cabal.
Between Pelosi and Medvedev.
Yeah. Such shitheads.
It's really, and just the how little they care about the country that they're willing to spread the starfish for the Russians.
Oh, yeah.
That's what my Twitter fight was this morning with that asshole. He was like, why do you hate Russians? I said, we don't hate Russians. They have an evil leader. Why do you think you should topple Russia's leadership? Who do you think you are? Just like you did in Iraq.
God damn.
And I said, I don't think we should topple right. their leadership. I just don't want our leadership to be sucking his big dick.
Yeah, because we can't stand by some of the shit he stands for. Because it's wrong.
And
not that it matters.
Then he started strawmanning it and stuff that. And
so stupid.
I said, how does Vlad taste?
Nah.
And he said, oh, homophobic now.
Right.
Anyway. Which isn't. It's not.
No, you're just inferring that he sucked Vlad's dick.
Right.
That's not homophobic.
It's implying that there's a sexual close relationship there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not saying that's a bad thing.
No, it's specificity.
Suck away.
Right. Well, no, that's not true. I wouldn't want Jeff Sessions sucking away at Putin's dick. That actually is a problem. That's a problem. There is something bad there. And it has nothing to do with sexuality. It has everything to do with, like, you know.
Visual saltpeter. so gross.
Everything's gross.
History of meeting, exchanging gifts. These are all the subheadlines at the Drudge Report.
Fuck you. God, you know, it's like you can't even protect our country from being fucked by these Russians. Can't even look into that.
No.
You can't without democratic hypocrisy.
That's what I said to that idiot. I said, all we want to do is conclude the investigations.
You're the hypocrites.
Yeah. I mean, these people are fucking acting like really guilty people. That Carter Page was on with Hayes last night.
Right.
And goddamn, this group of younger white dudes that are involved with Trump are really a specific archetype of creepazoid, like that.
Oh yeah,
that
dude.
Miller robot, that dead-eyed Miller robot. You will not question the president's authority on this.
I like Nazi dick. I like Nazi dick. I like Nazi dick.
And this one, this Carter Page. He's one of the specific targets of Russian shenaniganry.
Right.
He's one of the ones that I think the was it the FBI or the dossier or something said that he went, they have him meeting with Russians specifically.
Jesus Christ.
And that they believe the offer was on the table of you help us with your unleash your internet troops and get Killery with that WikiLeaks shit, and we'll kind of make sure that the sanctions go bye-bye.
God, I just started thinking about all the bullshit with the Clinton Foundation. All the cries. The pay-for-play cries.
Oh God, and that's
can you fucking imagine
that's
this?
That's all that's going on here. How do you think Betsy DeVos became the education secretary? Because she's donated gazillions of dollars to the horrific Republicans and a big, big, big check to Don himself.
Listen, no one's going to be nice to you, you fucking idiot conservatives, when Trump is impeached. You're going to have your nose rubbed in it because you're fucking assholes.
So Carter Page was axed at one point.
Hello.
You said you didn't meet with the Russian official.
Yes.
And he said, oh, basically he's like, no. What I thought they were talking about was I didn't meet with a Russian official to talk about the election. But I did meet with a Russian official.
Right. Oh, this sounds like my...
Listen to these weasels.
God damn. I mean, they're just...
Here's Carter Page on...
It doesn't sound like a truthful person.
MSNBC, Chris Hayes.
You're not going to confirm or deny. I have to say, though, 2 weeks ago, you were with Judy Woodruff, and she said, did you have any meetings last year with Russian officials, inside Russia, outside Russia, anywhere? You said, I had no meetings.
No meetings related to those issues, which were being brought out, or she was asking about, which was another front page New York. I can't remember if that was.
Wait a second.
Front page,
I just want to be clear. You're now, when you said I had no meetings, you are now amending that to say no meetings relating to the issues specific to what Judy.
He's got this stupid smile on his face, like he can't believe he's saying this.
Is it arrogance?
I guess. I mean, it's really off-putting in so many ways. Not only that we know that he's just a lying pile of dung, but that he's just, it's just their behavior is so weird. That
right.
Stephen Miller person, this guy, Bannon, they're such actual unlikable human beings. They're just not, they're gross.
Well,
they're just unlikable.
They're suited, though. They are
toadies.
Suited for this type of thing. I mean, the idea that they just don't care if people think favorably about them or not.
I guess.
They don't give a shit. They have that unique ability that they don't care if they're hated. This is their line, and they're not going to move. They're not going to be shamed. They're not going to be shamed into saying something that is not on their agenda.
Yeah.
They're not going to admit hypocrisy or whatever.
So when he said, there were no meetings. Oh, actually, there were no meetings about that. That's what I meant.
I mean, that's a definitive question. Did you meet with Russian
people? Woodruff was talking about.
She was specifically talking about the investigation, which I believe came out that same day or the day previous. So that was the context.
Can I just be totally honest with you here for a second? You know, there's this pattern here where everything in context, you can tell me like, yeah, I met with Sergei Kislyak. I was at this thing. And
this kind of drives me crazy because this is logic from Hayes. And he's being very nice. I would be like, you people are scumbags. How do you expect us to believe this shit?
Right.
When you guys are acting like this, and I think we talked about this yesterday.
Yep.
iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. That why all the lies? If nothing untoward or illegal happened, why is everybody lying and covering up? Watergate didn't bring down Nixon because a couple of assholes broke into a hotel room.
Well, if you, okay, you ask me why all the lies, and I'll be this Carter Page dick. Ask me.
Oh, wait a here. Why all the lies?
You're calling me a liar? How dare you?
No, that's more Kellyanne Conway.
Oh, is it really? Okay.
This guy.
I don't really know this guy.
This guy is.
But that's what they do, kind of.
Yeah. It's total. The way he answers the question or doesn't answer the question makes me crazy.
Where everything in context, you can tell me like, yeah, I met with Sergei Kislyak. I was at this thing and there was a bunch of different ambassadors. There was one from Germany and we talked and there's no smoke here. And that may have been true about Michael Flynn talking to Sergei Kislyak, and it may have been true about Jared Kushner's meeting, and it may be true about Jeff Sessions.
Yeah.
But there is this pattern, which you appear to be part of, in which there's this kind of like bizarre dissembling about the basic facts of the matter. Do you understand why that reads to people as fishy?
A reasonable question. Do you understand why the rest of us are looking at you lying toads and you're obfuscating, you're distracting, you're deflecting,
Boo.
You're what about itis? All the bullshit that you cum drizzles are fucking out there throwing at us.
Yummy.
Do you understand why that makes us pause?
Oh yes.
And looks a little fishy.
He's gonna be like, no, I don't understand that at all.
And he even put it out there. Hayes was like, why don't you just say it? Yeah, we met with them. We didn't do or say anything wrong.
Right.
It wasn't illegal to meet with them.
Because a reasonable person would look down the would look a ways down the line and say, well, they're eventually gonna discover I had this meeting. So why don't I just say I had the meeting? Why don't I say that instead of having to lie about it, you know?
Correct.
What are you laughing at?
I'm sorry. We got another tweet from Celeste.
Should we explain that other one?
Go to our Twitter feed and also follow
at
Celeste Pewter. It's a picture from the inauguration, I think, with
Obama and Trump and Melania and Michelle. And Obama's leaning in and saying something to Donald Trump. And Celeste wrote a caption that says, "Your husband had hookers piss all over where Michelle and I slept in Moscow." Which is what's alleged.
Oh, God.
Here's the rest of this Carter. So here's Paige's answer. Hayes hits him with some evil libtard logic of, why are you guys all acting like this if there's no there there?
Yeah, yeah.
Listen to this weasel answer.
And why that reads to people as fishy.
Well, I understand why when you also, you know, today's front page article about, you know, the ongoing works by the Obama White House to really come after and burrow in all kinds of information. So
right, no, and
that's the reason why, this question is even being asked.
Right. I get you think that this is being pursued by the opponents and enemies of the president.
Do you understand why that's weird? Yes, I understand all the evil Obama operatives that are trying to undermine us.
Yeah.
Not, why are you not taking responsibility and just opening the door up? Why don't you let those evil Obama bots say, look at all the evidence?
Oh, yeah. What about that?
Here's all my emails. Here's all my texts.
Crooked
Here's
Hillary.
Proof.
Crooked Hillary.
But no, this is
But
circle the wagons. Blame Schumer. Let's drag out.
Can we take 1 second?
13-year-old picture of Schumer.
1 second. I just want to take 1 second to recognize. Listen, this is exactly what we thought it would be, and then some. This is like this whole Trump thing.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Think about go back to November, right when he won. I'm not surprised. I mean, I'm a little surprised.
Yeah.
It's explosive.
I heard Elizabeth Warren drank a white Russian once.
No. Oh, yeah.
Oh, where's the outrage?
Benghazi! Ben fucking Ghazi! Clinton Foundation! Fucking emails! Mike Pence is on a fucking private email server!
AOL!
You motherless, heartless fucking cunts!
AOL!
He's on AOL! God!
You've got mail.
To all my GOP friends out there, fuck you! You're not gonna like me.
He's already saying, that's nothing. It's not nowhere near the same.
It's exactly the same. It's probably not the same. Mike,
no,
it's probably worse.
No, there's proof he was hacked.
It's worse.
There's no proof.
It's worse.
That she was hacked.
And why, this question is even being asked.
Right, I get you think that this is being pursued by the opponents and enemies of the president, and I get that. But I'm just asking you straight up, like, just for a straight answer, you're saying I can't confirm or deny. USA Today's reported it. You told one reporter I had no meetings with the Russians. Now you're telling me I had no meetings with the Russians about the things they were talking about. I'm just trying to get a straight answer. Like, did you meet Sergei Kislyak in Cleveland? Did you talk to him?
I'm not going to deny that I talked with him.
Although so you did talk to
him. I will say that I never met him anywhere outside of Cleveland.
I never met him anywhere outside of Cleveland.
Who
because in one of the reports,
fuck?
In one of the reports, they said they thought he met some Russians in Italy or something. So that's why this is the guy that tweeted the picture of his passport. Remember?
Oh yeah.
When all that information came out, he's like, "I've never even been to Italy." Even though he didn't tweet the inside of his passport, he just showed the outside of his passport.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Like, look, I have a passport. So, jeez. I mean, if one were to want to prove that, you could tweet the pictures of the stamps that are in your passport and show that there's not a one from Italy in there.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's just. What would you rather meet if you had to meet the Russian agent ambassador? Would you rather meet him in Cleveland or would you rather meet him in Italy?
Well, I feel bad for the Russian ambassador having to go to Cleveland.
No, I feel bad for the Russian people having to meet all these cunts from the Trump administration.
Well, apparently
Jeff Sessions,
all those Russian fuckers must be boring as batshit because nobody can ever remember being hanging out with them or what they say with them. I think Takei tweeted something too, like, how horrible must the Russian people be?
Right.
That you can't remember what you said or something like that. It's so horrible. You were talking a little bit about the Mike Pence email stuff. This is when he was governor of Alabama or Indiana. Oops.
Right. Well, same thing.
Flip
whatever.
A coin. He used a private email account for official business.
Oh, okay. Well, so what?
So there you go.
But Hillary
How was that different?
I don't know.
The private email account, which contains information too sensitive to be released to the public,
but it's in his was AOL hacked last inbox. Year. It's in his AOL inbox. AOL fucking AOL. The Online.
The Indianapolis Star found this out that they got 29 pages of emails from his AOL account.
It's so fucking stupid. I take the Hillary thing out of it. I don't care about that. Our fucking president has an AOL account.
It's not illegal in Indiana to use a private email account.
Okay.
For government work.
No. Oh, okay. We'll find it.
But also in the State Department, it's not illegal. But government employees are urged to use work-related accounts. And there are regulations, like... there are rules within certain groups, but those aren't laws.
Okay.
Again, Hillary broke no laws with her server, despite the fact that they want to lock her up.
So where's for the that investigation? Alone. Can we investigate the shit out of this Mike Pence guy? I want an investigation over his fucking emails. Right now, he broke the law. He can't be trusted with our secrets. And also, I saw a clip of him the other day walking around, and he looked a little wobbly. I thought he might faint. Is he sick?
The FBI says it is possible, but they have no evidence that Clinton's emails were hacked.
Well, what the fuck?
But Pence's account was actually hacked in early 2016.
Yes.
Hackers sent out one of those phishing emails to his contacts, claiming he and his wife were stranded in the Philippines, attacked and robbed on their way back to their hotel and desperately needed money.
Oh, my God. This is a joke.
They don't think it was a hack specifically targeting Pence as governor or anything like that, but it was just a general hack that they got in and started sending out spam phishing mails, scamming people, trying to say, oh, my God, I'm naked and beaten in the Philippines.
Oh, yeah.
Somehow I have access to a computer.
Oh, my God.
An email.
That is so fucking ridiculous.
So there you go. And both accounts did appear to have, you know, sensitive, if not classified, sensitive information. Right. Yet the only actual hack we know of was of Pence's account and not of Hillary's. And again, I guess I give fuck all, zero care. Maybe I'd be happier with something more secure than AOL, but...
I care.
But it's the hypocrisy again.
Yes. I care about it, man.
The months that he spent sanctimoniously squealing.
Let's nail him to the wall. Why not an investigation? I want an investigation.
That's going to be hard.
Damn it. See, the
we
Dems...
We need some Democrats in there, yeah.
The Dems have to turn... Hey, pretend... If all the Democrats could just pretend you're Tom Cotton. And be like that when you're going after these people. Don't be nice.
Ooh, gross.
And don't be libs. Shit, you're pissed. God, sometimes the politeness of some of the people in our party, doesn't it just piss you off? It just pisses me off sometimes that they're more concerned about being polite. Fuck that!
Well, and because they tend to be, you know, I'll say saner and more inclusive and more reach out and more empathetic.
I think
they tend to like the conflict less.
I think I agree with you, but I also think there's something in it that's like they don't want to appear gauche and loud and rude. That's what it is. They don't want to look untoward.
Right.
So get over yourself. Get over yourself. Quit trying to look so fucking polite. It's killing us. Got Trump elected. That kind of thinking got Trump elected. Yeah. Nobody wanted to go out and be rude and say, hey, this guy's a fucking racist. He's a fucking Nazi. He's got this fucking Nazi as his goddamn street chief strategist. But you are worried about coming off as polite. That is white fucking privilege on the progressive side. Damn.
We haven't heard from this guy in a while. And actually, this clip isn't about him. It's about his guest, But I guess we can consider this a Glenn
this
Beck
is
moment.
The sorry state oh, yeah. of the Western world.
I don't think that's a good idea. Have you lost your mind?
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown. Rodeo clown. Rodeo clown. Rodeo clown.
From the Blaze. Blaze Radio today / internet TV, kind of whatever the hell
yeah,
he's got going
whole,
on.
Yeah, their whole media operation over there, right?
Dwindling, but maybe. Yes.
Let's fast forward to the bit where the Blaze is taken over by some horrendous pornography company.
Yeah. That Tori Lauren or whatever her name is, Tori Lauren, doesn't she work for the Blaze Network? She
Who is those, that?
It's that blonde young pundit now. Pundit. She's like barely out of college, oh, new God. Phenom over at the Blaze, right wing nut job, screeching idiot. She was the one that was on. She's been every TV show she's been on. She's been made. I mean, she doesn't even have to be made into a fool. She just opens her mouth.
Her. Yeah, she looks like an asshole.
And Trevor Noah, famously, there's a clip of him and her from The Daily Show, and he just really just shreds the fuck out of her. She's so dumb. And typical right-wing nutjob talking points that go nowhere.
Yeah.
What about? Oh, yeah, what about Hillary Clinton? And Noah just body slams her brain-wise.
I love that.
And of course, on all of our media was like, look at this idiot get her ass
Absolutely.
Handed to her. Over on the right, it was, watch Tony Lauren slam libtard on The Daily Show.
God.
They just really think if they just proudly proclaim their bullshit loud enough and proud enough and keep repeating it and saying, no, no, you're wrong, they won. Even if they have no evidence to back anything.
They're stupid.
2 and 2 is 5.
They're stupid.
2 and 2 is 5.
And do you know how you reply to that?
What about Hillary Clinton?
You're a stupid fucking idiot.
I won. That's the argument.
I don't know. I don't know.
And then they play that clip on Breitbart.
Yeah.
They put it out on Breitbart and they jerk people. Off to it about, look at how brilliant she is, how she handed that libtard his ass.
Hey, listen, you're conservative out there. You call me a libtard to my face. Let's see. You know what I mean? Fuck this.
Tommy Lauren. Yeah. Thank you, Celeste. Here is from the Blaze.
Yes.
Speaking about speculating on what would have happened if Hillary Killery Shillery Rodham Clinton
had won. Oh, we'd be talking about raising the minimum wage. It would have been horrible tyranny.
But the guest,
yes,
doing the speculating here on Blaze Radio,
oh yes,
is none other than the representative from, it might be the first district of Texas.
Okay,
Louis Gohmert.
Blaze.
Remember, Glenn has loved him poo-poo. Some Louis for a long, long time. I wonder how he. I wonder isn't Louis kind of a Trump? Sucker.
Here's who Louis is.
Glenn?
Louis is a guy that went on C-SPAN and took time, his precious time on the floor and said, hey, I want to be able to barbecue on my patio. And they said, I can't. Fuck
and
you.
I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with, guys in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into the battle.
You know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see the history of Louis Gohmert's porn searches. What do you think that includes? I'm just wondering, just spitballing here. Anything interesting?
Oh, probably like slave master kind of stuff.
Sure. Lots of leather, lots of chains.
But you know what? It's a different kind of fighting. It's a different kind of war. And if you're sitting around getting massages all day, ready to go in the big planned battle, then you're not going to last very long.
Hey, listen, Matt. If you're all horned up
getting dick all day, you're not going to want to go into battle.
If you sit around getting these jack-offs all day, you're exhausted. Now you're supposed to go fight? He's got a really good point.
Here's the last part. I never play. I was just playing.
It's guerrilla fighting. You are going to be ultimately vulnerable to terrorism. And, you know, if that's what you start doing in the military, like the Greeks did, as people have said, Louis, you got to understand, you don't even know your history. Oh, yes, I do. I know exactly.
You studied military history.
Not a good idea.
I've extensively looked into homosexuality in the military. I know my gay history.
Listen to the fucking idiot. Idiocy, the ignorance, the homophobia here. If we let gay people, that didn't play?
No, it did.
Oh, yeah. If we don't let gay people in the army, it's just going to be a big orgy fest. That's what he's saying, right? It's going to be orgy fest all day in the foxhole. Sucky, sucky, Jackie, Jackie.
You can't do that shit anymore. Back then, you know, they met on the battlefield. They scheduled that stuff, and you can't have them just massaging each other when some terrorist suicide bomber might show up when you're in the middle of a jack-off session.
Oh, I got my 10 p.m. the 69 session with corporate, you know, horny face over here, corporal.
I'm having my balls shaved this evening.
A ball shaving!
I'm sorry.
It's so fucking dumb.
So... here's Louis Gohmert.
But you know, if you're an ignorant racist, then you can think that, though. You have those thoughts. If you're a bigoted fuckface, you will have stupid thoughts like that, you see? I don't know.
Speaking of the Blaze, here is Louis Gohmert speaking with Glenn Beck and the herd over there about what would have happened if Hillary Clinton had won the election.
Oh, jeez.
Good friend of the program and good friend of mine, Louis Gohmert, joins us now. Really, truly one of the good guys in Congress from the great state of Texas. But Louis, I have to tell you, I was watching the State of the Union and you were practically licking the president's face. that's a fact.
Holy
what
shit.
The fuck? I would want to hear that. I'd be like, I'm licking who? Who am I licking?
Damn, Glenn.
Jeez.
Look at Glenn being all sassy and taking on his buddy Louis. But, you notice how he stroked him first, and then he said, one of my favorite people, one of the best people, the most whatever. What do you say in Congress?
Yeah, I don't. The best congressman or something.
From the great state of Texas, program and good friend of mine, Louis Gohmert, joins us now. Really, truly one of the good guys in Congress.
One of the good guys
from
in
the
Congress.
Great state of Texas. But Louis, I have to tell you, I was watching the State of the Union and you were practically licking the president's face. that's a fact.
Glenn, you got to understand, you know, that night of the election, I'd already come to grips. You know, the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights says, you know, that the Christians are the biggest hate group threat in America, in essence. And you know, you had Hillary, who wants to make it a crime to say anything negative about radical Islam. And, you know,
who said that ever? Did you see that in the DNC platform that we wanted to make it a crime to say anything bad about radical Islam?
Yeah, good when you have the Christians. The Christians are the most hateful group in the fucking world.
How did they get away with just saying this shit?
I don't
this
fucking
is what
know.
Makes me fucking lose my mind. He just spews this crap out unchallenged.
Wait.
Hillary wanted to make it illegal to say anything bad about radical Islam.
I'm sorry. You asked a stupid question.
I know.
How did they get away with that? Who are we talking about? His constituents.
Right.
They're so stupid.
They voted him in.
They believe the earth is flat.
Louis Gohmert represents them.
This is Texas. This is the state of, hey, I'm going to bury my fetus. And we're going to have a whole ceremony for it.
Ireland, too.
They do that in Ireland?
You hear that story today that some nunnery in Ireland, they found a mass grave of hundreds of baby bodies and shit like that. They're digging it up next to some Christian nunnery in Ireland.
So what were they doing?
It was like an unwed mother house or something like that.
Where are you supposed to put all that shit? I'm serious. Where am I supposed to fucking put it?
Where do you put all the dead babies? Why are the babies dying?
Because
would be the question.
Were they aborted or no?
I think there might have been some of that going on. Well, or, you know, some smothering after they're born, maybe, or who the
not
hell
enough
knows
kids
with these,
in Ireland?
What's going on in these?
Not enough Irish Catholics running around, or
there's plenty of Irish Catholics going around.
That's crazy, like a mass grave. How do they find that dog?
Well, let's finish the Louis Gohmert thing.
Dog dug up a fetus. How horrible! God, put it down! Put it down!
They're the biggest hate group threat in America, in essence. And you know, you had Hillary, who wants to make it a crime to say anything negative about radical Islam. And, you know, Loretta Lynch, we're in favor of a crime to question man-made global warming.
No, I understand.
In favor of a crime to question man-made global warming. I would also like that citation of when Loretta Lynch, the former attorney general,
make it a crime,
said, I think it should be a crime to question global warming.
Maybe it sounds like Glenn or Louie might have been jacked off one too many times in the field of battle. Too many
one massage too many.
Too many massages.
Hey, global warming.
No, I understand, so, but know, let's not lick the president's face.
I told Kathy that night, look, if this, I think Trump's got a better chance they're saying, but if it doesn't go well, I'm probably going to be in jail within 4 years because I'm going to be part of the Christian loving group that they say is hateful, up is down, right is wrong. So anyway, so it's just been such a relief.
I'm going to be in jail.
Shit. You ain't going anywhere, rich white man. Relax. Nobody's after you, you fucking asshole.
On election night, before he was elected, he said, if it doesn't go well, I'm probably going to be, to his wife, I'm going to be in jail within 4 years. So he was saying that he had Hillary won, he'd be in jail.
He'd love it, by the way. Because you know how many massages you get in there?
He said, I'm going to be a part of the Christian loving group they say is hateful.
Oh, yeah. No, you are. I'm sure you are part of the hateful group. I'm sure he does say hateful things about
non-Christians. And we don't want to throw you in jail. We just want you to not have passed your laws, your hate into laws. You can sit there and hate all the want you want, you fuck.
Yeah.
You can't discriminate.
Absolutely.
That we won't allow. Hate away, bitch.
God.
Hate away.
He is such an asshole. Up is down. I don't know what to do. All of a sudden, white Christians aren't in charge of every fucking thing. So, but they are. But they are. But,
yeah,
right?
They're doing okay.
Dude, did I wake up in a world where up is down and down is up? They're still like fucking.
It feels like that to us now with President fucking Trump and all these assholes emboldened.
This is. Louis, this is, you should be celebrating in the streets. This is the best time ever for your party. You've got a lunatic, conservative loon fuck who'll do anything the religious right says. You should be so fucking happy.
It's Faithless Friday here, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us this Friday.
Yay.
One of our favorites that we play clips of this nut job.
Mishajish.
Who. I guess he thinks he's taking advantage of the latest in technology and
oh shit,
internet Uber wizardry.
Nine!
By hosting his daily
oh god,
Pass the Salt show.
God, is this Coach Dave
on Google Hangouts?
Coach Dave, I can't stand you. I hate your program. It's horrible.
It's Coach Dave Dobenmeyer.
Oh, God.
Again, taking a moment away from harassing poor women who are just trying to go get some health care.
Hey, Dave, what if your daughter needed to go to Planned Parenthood for some fucking whatever? Would you yell at her? Yes, he would.
This is uncalled for.
Oh, yeah.
This little clip that he's got from his ridiculous show. In this one, he goes after... Rachel Maddow.
Oh.
So I ain't some old corn poke. You can think that if you want to. I'll match my degrees with yours. I'll be glad. I'd love to get on there with that man, woman, man. What's her name? What on MSNBC? Mad. I'd love to get on with that dude. Hey, he done. Maddow. Hey, Rachel, you listening? I'm supposed to take advice from you. And you don't even know that you're supposed to love a man? You don't even have that figured out, yet you're supposed to give me advice about the world?
You haven't figured out you're supposed to love a man. So hey, why am I supposed to listen to you?
Hey, dude. You're supposed to love a man. What the fuck? If Rachel, if you're listening, dude, I don't know that she's listening.
Oh my God, Rachel would you could get her drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
As fuck, and she could talk circles around this moron.
I think she could be on the operating table getting a procedure.
All propofol, all Michael Jackson'd up.
Yes, I think her drool would make more sense than Coach Day. This is the dumbest one.
This is, I know.
One out of all the idiots we play, I think. No. He's not the dumbest. He's there. He's close. Shoebat is the stupidest. No,
he's really dumb.
He is insanely stupid.
I might agree with you on that one. Theodore Shoebat's really fucking stupid.
I mean, Dave is dumb as fuck.
There's a lot of them.
So I don't know.
There's a lot of them. Lori Baker.
Lori Baker.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, from the
yes. Jim and Tim. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's the dumbest.
She's probably. Although Shoebat's really dumb.
No.
It's so hard. It's really hard.
Right. They're all stupid.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to take advice from you, and you don't even know that you're supposed to love a man? You don't even have that figured out, yet you're supposed to give me advice about the world? You're telling me that you're on MSNBC, and you're giving advice to the world, and you don't even know who you're supposed to love? Are you kidding?
She knows who she's got a wife. She knows who she's supposed to love.
You don't need this guy is so fucking dumb. So what? She's a lesbian, you stupid asshole. Big fucking deal.
Can't handle it.
God damn.
NBC, and you're giving advice to the world, and you don't even know who you're supposed to love? Are you kidding me?
That's got
to
be.
You don't even know how plumbing works?
Fuck you.
You got to be kidding me, right?
Ugh.
And that you're the smart one?
God.
I'll bet she knows how plumbing works a fuckload more of what you do.
She knows about anything that's been written out in words and stuff that you read and then you comprehend. She knows more about it than Coach Dave. I don't give a fuck about all these fancy degrees this guy is bragging about. Who fucking knows?
Certainly brought more women to orgasm.
That's a good one.
Throughout her life than this asshole.
Oh my
whose
God.
Wife just lays there and hopes it's going to be over in 2.5 minutes.
This guy is so fucking stupid. Please, are there not pictures of him sucking somebody's dick? Please, please.
And then you're the smart one, and I'm the dumb one. Tell me I'm wrong here, right?
Oh my God.
You might be shocked to learn that probably nobody on his stupid Google Hangout told him he was wrong.
Oh no, of course not.
Coach Dave, Rachel Maddow, he, she.
Oh, yes. You know, that kind of clip makes me really think that there's got to be shit on him out there. I mean, because that's such a high level of, like, what is that? Paranoid? Homophobia? That's kind of redundant. I mean, you know what I mean? But, like, he's done something. There must be something out there. Like,
most of these sanctimonious fuckers have got something going on.
Sucking some dick somewhere. Taking some testicles on his face.
Which is fine.
Yes, totally fine.
Which, again, is fine as long as it's consensual face testicling.
But it's not fine if you're Dave Dobemeyer. Because he's saying things to intentionally hurt gay people, to hurt their cause.
Correct. And so, he wants to take rights away from gay people.
He thinks
that gay people should not be able to get married. Probably, if you get him off his guard enough,
yes,
he'll be up for stoning. Well, yeah,
I bet you could talk him into sucking your dick.
You suggesting you might see Coach Dave's hat at a truck stop glory hole or two?
God, man, can we employ some like dude to go proposition him, see what he says? That would be great. Is that legal or who gives a fuck? Somebody go try and suck Coach Dave's dick and report back.
You're going to have to pay a whole lot.
Right.
You're going to have to pay a whole lot.
I don't even know.
Celeste is cracking me up with the pictures today. She sent a GIF file of, it's a Family Guy. It looks like a Family Guy cartoon. Photoshopped with Louis Gohmert's head and Ted Cruz's head. And Ted Cruz is gently stroking the arm of Louis Gohmert. It's really gross.
God.
It's Louis hilarious.
Looks like,
yeah.
You know, Louis looks in pain there.
Well, it just looks like he's been entered.
But I think that's his O face. I think.
Oh, God.
No. I think he's.
Jesus, fuck.
Right.
Never, ever.
What? You don't think Louis Gohmert can have an orgasm? How dare you? He deserves to jizz just like everybody else.
Sure.
Look at Ted Cruz.
I was just going to read the mass grave baby story. We're talking about Louis Gohmert jizz.
I got to tell you, that Family Guy picture is just
hilarious.
It's funny because...
Follow us on the Twitter @CrabDiving. Tweet us during the show. Follow Celeste at Celeste Pewter. God, very funny.
Could you imagine Ted Cruz stroking your arm like that? Oh my God.
All things Ted Cruz are just gross. Gross. So that this story.
Blow my brains out.
Ireland. A mass grave containing, quote, massive. Significant quantities.
You got to do it. Do it, the whole story in that accent.
A mass grave containing significant quantities of infants' remains has been discovered at a former Catholic mother and baby home in Western Ireland.
I love it.
The discovery announced by investigators on Friday follows a probe. I could do it like that. A historian in 2014.
No.
I'm not going to do that accent.
Come on, it's Friday. Goddamn end of the fucking week.
It's like being in college again.
If you want him to do that,
people are like,
tweet in.
People are like, what college did you go to? Right. I have an acting degree. And I'm bitching about having to use an Irish accent for a whole class. Found the death certificates of nearly 800 children who died at the home in Tuam County, Galway.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Between 800 children died between 1925 and 1961. So, 40 years, 800, you know, that's
800 years.
That's 17 million children a year that died there.
That's a lot of kids.
Oh, don't you know?
Well, whatever. What am I supposed to do? Be outraged.
Creepy this is. The government appointed Mother and Baby Homes Commission.
That's a thing.
Mother and Baby Homes Commission.
Oh, God, you guys, you're so fucked up.
So this is where they would send like unwed mothers and orphans.
Oh, walk down the lane there. Shillelagh.
Aren't there Republicans that have in the not that distant past said, well, maybe we should bring orphanages back?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Bring back orphanages.
Well,
that's
what they're going to end up with.
Yeah.
If they lock down the ovaries and the other women parts and say baby factory for you.
You know what, man? I want to dig up Charles Dickens, reanimate his ass, take him and just grab him by the lapels and just shake him.
Did you see? He's at Westminster, isn't he? Didn't we see Dickens?
He's dead. Is that where
didn't
he died?
We step on Dickens, maybe, in Westminster Abbey?
Hello?
I think he might be there.
I just want to shake him. I just want to shake him and say, do you realize we've got people in charge of the planet that if they read your books, they wouldn't get it. They wouldn't get it.
Yeah.
They wouldn't understand. They'd be like, why is this really nice man being visited by ghost after ghost in the middle of the fucking night? He's decent. He gave him a whole lump of coal for Christmas.
There were 17 to 20 underground chambers discovered.
Oh my fucking
during
God.
Excavations.
Are you sure this isn't Wonderland, that mansion? Michael Jackson's.
The chambers appear to be related to the treatment. You're saying that was underneath the.
Hey.
It's underneath the Tilt-A-Whirl at Neverland.
Hey, this is where Bubbles the monkey died.
Good God.
Oh, Bubbles.
The chambers appeared to be related to the treatment of sewage or wastewater, and apparently the nuns took advantage of that.
God,
a small number of the remains of up to 35-week-old fetuses, babies, and toddlers up to age 3.
Oh, man, that's so bad. Oh, gross. God, could you imagine? What do you do with this property? Do you sell it at a discount? You just paint over it and say, hey, listen, don't ask. Some bad shit went down. Got some fucked up ghosts.
The statement from the commission said the commission is shocked by this discovery and it's continuing its investigation into who was responsible for the disposal of the human remains in this way.
We've got a ghost, fetal ghosts up in this bitch. Well, that's sad. What a horrible story. Jeez. Ireland.
They said the news, which confirmed longstanding rumors, was, quote, sad and disturbing, though not unexpected. Catherine Zappone, Ireland's Minister for Children and Youth Affairs, said,
Today is about remembering and respecting the dignity of the children who live their short lives in this home. We honor their memory. Make sure that we take the right actions now to treat the remains appropriately.
The Bon Secours Sisters is the religious order of nuns who ran the house. Said they have no comment.
Wait, that, I mean, well, that's kind of a crazy thing to not have a comment about.
I mean,
about.
They may not, it might not have been untoward deaths, but goddamn, that's a...
Hey, we found 800 dead kids buried in your yard. Yeah. Do you have an opinion about that? Right. Are you for it or are you against it? Are you ambivalent? I mean, it's crazy.
So that's what's going on in back in the home country of Ireland.
Home.
Certain percentage home, Ireland.
Okay.
Country. Faithless Friday here, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us.
Ah, fuck you, Father.
Big news out of Hollywood.
Ooh, yes.
The
evil Hollywood, by the way. Evil California.
The Celebrity Apprentice is looking for a new host.
Oh, shit.
Donald Trump, as Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That creepy wacko who used to run California.
Is bailed.
Bye-bye, stupid.
He said, I will not be returning. I'll not be back. For Celebrity Apprentice, but he's blaming.
Yes.
He's blaming Trump.
Right.
For the show's bad ratings.
Let me go. I didn't see one episode, but I'm pretty sure you sucked. That in what universe do we exist in that he didn't suck as a game show host?
Who?
Arnold!
Well, I don't know. Maybe he was good.
Oh, God. Bullshit.
I didn't see any of it. I can't opine.
That's fucking hilarious.
Playing a rich asshole?
No. Yeah, but... No, I mean, like, the idea of being a game show host, because that's what it was. I mean, it's not like...
Yeah.
Trump was, true. Like, running a room and saying, like, okay, now you're going on to the next level, and here's why I didn't like what you did.
Right.
I mean, do you think that's a thing that Arnold excels in?
No.
Fuck no. He sucks. That's why he's fired.
Or he quit.
He's leaving. No one's watching.
He quit.
No one gives a fuck.
He says he loved every second working with NBC and Mark Burnett.
Liar.
Everyone from celebrities to the crew to the marketing department was a straight 10.
Liar.
I would absolutely fuck them all. No, I would work with all of them again.
He was being honest there.
On a show that doesn't have this baggage.
See, that's funny.
In an interview later... That with Trump being involved in the show, people have a bad taste.
Ooh,
and don't
yes.
want to participate as a spectator or a sponsor
right.
or in any other way to support the show. It's a very divisive period now. I think this show got caught up in all that division, he says.
Yeah.
Which is a great out for him.
Oh, yeah, dude. Perfect.
Your theory is that he just plain sucked and nobody wanted to watch the show, which I agree with. If he was great on that show and the show was amazing,
different.
People wouldn't give a shit about the fact that it used to be Trump's show.
You know, maybe you hire Regis Philbin for this.
He's bored.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, somebody with a modicum of personality. What executive thought about this? If I ran a network and somebody came up to me and said, you know who would make a great game show host? Arnold Schwarzenegger. I would take that executive and throw him out the fucking window. Get out of here. You have no good ideas.
But it's a different kind of a game show.
Oh, my God. Please.
It's The Apprentice.
On what planet would you want Arnold doing this? You would never agree to that.
But I'm saying it's not going to be your traditional, Chuck Woolery dude or some other traditional game show. Hey, everybody, spin the wheel and win $17 million kind of game show host.
Still.
It's The Apprentice. The whole point of it is that Arnold's allegedly going to hire them into Schwarzenegger Enterprises or some shit like
right.
I think. Or are they going to work for Trump still?
I can't imagine that this is anything but this is a horrible decision by someone at their network. Horrible. Like, you can't find anybody with a little personality? Like, Arnold Schwarzenegger has no personality. You're like,
well, I've never hung with him.
Have you seen him on television?
I think if you're a rich white dude like him, He's probably
you would never hire him for this job. You would never fucking hire him.
I probably wouldn't. No. I would find another rich asshole.
Yes.
To hire.
Right. Because he's like, this guy could, he can barely fucking talk.
It was Mark Burnett hiring the big movie star, right? Thinking that that's going to bring in the ratings.
Well, it was stupid.
It absolutely didn't.
It's an easy decision. He just hired somebody he thought Trump would hate or something. Who knows?
Well, and who's breaking their asses to go to a Schwarzenegger joint?
And who cares
anymore?
About The Apprentice? Does anybody give a fuck about that show?
Probably. I've never watched any of it.
I've watched it.
I've never watched it. Is it good? I mean, even in the day?
Fuck no.
Is it ever good?
Fuck.
Dennis Rodman?
No. Fuck no.
Maybe?
No. It's, you know what it's like? It's like, what's that show with that fraud Dr. Drew? What's that show? Celebrity Rehab?
Yeah.
It's like Celebrity Rehab, but without all the interesting parts. It's very boring.
Jesus.
It sucks.
I've also got, oh God.
What is that?
A comment from, on the Oscars.
Yes.
From Franklin Graham. I know you were waiting.
Gross.
To hear.
Fucking gross, man.
What the crotch spawn of Billy Graham, who is still alive, by the way.
Prove it.
Billy
is really?
Graham is still alive.
Find a mirror, put it in front of his mouth. I want to see fog.
I don't know when he was last seen in public, but he's 98 years old. Good for him.
What?
He's 98 years old.
Yeah, fuck. But he's such a shithead. He's in a he's
who?
A
Billy?
Fucking isn't he a I don't. Dickhead?
Billy was. Billy had his issues, but his kids are really.
Oh,
heinous.
Really?
Heinous. Yeah, yeah. That
Billy Graham,
Franklin Graham. Hates the gays and his sister too, right? Ann something like Ann yeah. Graham something. She's heinous too.
Ann Graham.
They're both just heinous. Everything bad about American fake Christianity is what they've turned into. So, and of course they inherited a gazillion-dollar empire of Christo fraudery from their father.
They're having a blast.
So Franklin Graham.
Christo Frodery
put out on his Facebook. I think it's Facebook. This weekend's Oscars had a big mix-up that we keep hearing about in the media, and some are even speculating that it may have just been a PR stunt. I don't know about that, but either way, many who had never heard of the film Moonlight,
yes,
which received Best Picture, have heard of it now. From the reviews I have read, Moonlight portrays a young gay African-American coming of age, and it stereotypes him as a violent drug dealer and a convict. Hollywood is notorious for Hollywood is notorious for glorifying sin.
Yeah.
This is just another example of the LGBT's agenda to make lifestyle choices that God defines as sin seem more and more culturally acceptable.
Oh, shit.
I warn families and the church, don't allow the young people to be sucked into Hollywood's dark plan.
Ooh, jeez.
We love all people.
Ha ha.
But we love all people, but
what the fuck kind of Jesus shit is that? There is no but. It's Christianity, dickhead.
It should be we love all people, period.
Aren't you a human being?
We love all people, but we have to be honest about sin's consequences.
Shit.
Sin is sin. It doesn't matter if it gets an Oscar nod or not.
God. Have you seen that movie? I want to see it.
I've heard
Moonlight.
It's
Moonlight. What is it about?
It's a young gay African-American.
Well, that's what he said.
Yeah. Coming of age story. Right.
God damn it, man.
Apparently
it's like,
he's a violent drug dealer. Spoiler alert.
How racist is this fucking planet, man? We got one movie comes out, wins an Oscar, that's not about a straight, white, fucking Christian cunting male.
Well, in their view, the only reason it won is that.
Oh, God.
It's more affirmative action to them.
Now, fuck you. You know that's ridiculous.
Of course
it's
ridiculous.
They don't believe that. They're just hateful assholes.
On the religious front,
right,
or back, however you want to look at it.
You're right about Billy Graham, by the way. I was wrong.
What?
Billy Graham was like a decent person.
It seemed like, yeah, for all intents and purposes, he seemed like he was a kind of walked the walk a little bit, as much as they did back in the
day. I just saw something where he's talking about the culture war, and he said it's ridiculous to rail against people being politically correct. He's like, he says Christians shouldn't walk around looking like jerks to other people.
Too late.
Wow.
I think his son forgot to get that.
Can you talk to your kid? What the fuck?
Have you heard of Escambia County, Florida, Ryan?
Hell yeah, motherfucker. What are you going to say about it, hippie?
We've been following the ongoing saga.
Yes.
Couple of ongoing sagas there.
You better not take down my giant Bronze Age torture device. Fuck ye.
One is the giant Christian cross in the park there. I forget the name of the park. But it's a giant white Christian cross. It's been there forever. It is a public park and public property.
Oh, by
and
the,
some of the...
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry. By the way, before I forget, I just want to say congratulations to my mother on her retirement.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome news. Congratulations.
Yes. And I don't know. Fuck Trump. How
well
do you
deserved
like
retirement.
Congratulations, Mom. I said the F word in a congratulations.
Escambia County. this giant cross. I forget the name of the park, but there's some secularists.
Secularists.
Some atheists there who would love to get that thing taken out.
My
of the
freedom.
Public park.
I love it.
And the Christianists are a little butthurt about that. That's,
yes.
I believe there's been a lawsuit that's now working its way through the courts.
Well, that's awesome.
But the other story we've been following is that a group of atheists and a couple of different groups of humanist atheists have been
Satan worshipers
trying to give invocations.
Right.
Because the Escambia County commissioners insist on casting magic spells before their government, their allegedly secular government meetings.
Why do we need to do that?
None of this, again, would be happening if they just say, well, let's start the meeting. Pray before in your groups. Or so, even if you're, I don't even object to a moment of silence. I think that's ridiculous on taxpayer dime also.
Yeah, that's creepy.
But if you want to give someone a moment of silence to invoke whatever deities they need.
Yes.
Rock on. Or center yourself. Do whatever the hell you need.
I'm for a moment of silence if at the beginning of the moment of silence it starts like this. And now for a moment of silence! Something like that.
And it's enforced by snipers.
Yes. You better not say anything.
But Escambia County has been dickish about not allowing other groups than hardcore Jesus wielders.
Fuck you, hippie.
To give their magic spell before their meeting.
Burn in hell!
So then they finally reluctantly agreed to have some of these secularists. I think one of the Church of Satan dudes actually did do one.
Oh, yeah.
And they're just not enjoying it at all.
I shall now jack off into a sock.
For some reason,
yes.
That was that guy named David Suhor.
Yes.
Suhor. I think he's also the guy that might be behind some of those displays.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Possibly
the ones that they tour, right?
Possibly the upside down dildo Jesus.
Oh my God.
Remember that one?
David, that. I got to tell you, I really love your work with that upside down Jesus dildo thing. That was great. I would like to see those mass produced and available at Pier 1 Imports.
Andre Ryland of the Humanists of West Florida was scheduled to give the invocation the other night. He had been invited by Commissioner Grover Robinson. You got to be, I guess, invited by one of the commissioners.
You have, yeah.
But at the last second, they rescinded his invitation.
You shall be rescinded.
because the commissioner that had invited him thought that this guy was going to invite that dirty, nasty Satanist David Suhor to work the invocation with him. Dual magic. He was going to do a duet when he said he was going to do a solo.
Can you do that, though? I mean, if you get the invocation, can you invite people to do it with you?
I don't know.
God.
He wasn't going to do that. Ryland says that. He was going to. Read some of the seven fundamental tenets that happen to be part of the Satanic Temple's beliefs.
God, we don't have time. Listen, Christians, just stop with this prayer and this invocation shit, and then we can all get to work, which means we can all get home earlier and all have more fun. But no.
But it also doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's. It really doesn't matter.
I mean, if this guy was going to even tag team it and deliver something from the talk about the Satanic Temple,
it's fucking stupid.
It's an equally valid religion also.
Look at what we're engaged in. Look at what we're fucking engaged in.
This is government time, yeah.
It's 2000 goddamn 17.
Ryland said he censored my right to give the invocation per the Supreme Court ruling Galloway versus Greece. I think he made a mistake. Mr. Suhor said, I think today is a beautiful example of the county commissioners censoring the content of an invocation when they became aware that the invocation would include some of the Satanic Temple's principles.
There you go. There you go, David.
Which we've read. We're proud members of the Satanic Temple.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We've read their tenets. We've read their seven fundamental tenets.
Right.
They're really evil.
Oh, yes. They're so horrible. By the way.
You want to run through them real quick?
Oh, absolutely. I was going to say, check out the evil tenets pasted above the shitter at Crab Diving Studios.
Oh, yeah, the Ten Commandment ones.
A lot less loving.
I'll read through these really fast. The seven fundamental tenets of the Satanic Temple. Number one, one should strive to act with compassion and empathy towards all creatures in accordance with reason.
Fuck that.
Number two, the struggle for justice is an ongoing and necessary pursuit that should prevail over laws and institutions.
Ooh, yes.
One's body is inviolable. Subject to one's own will alone.
See, there you go.
That's the one that drives them crazy.
That's so satanic.
Number four, the freedoms of others should be respected, including the freedom to offend, to willfully and unjustly encroach upon the freedoms of another is to forego your own.
Fuck yeah, dude. I can offend the shit out of you. What do you think about that?
Numero cinco, beliefs should conform to our best scientific understanding of the world.
Jeez. Like crazy shit, like that it's not flat.
Yeah.
That we have gravity and global warming.
We should take care never to distort scientific facts to fit our beliefs. Number six, people are fallible. If we make a mistake, we should do our best to rectify it and resolve any harm it may have caused.
Fuck you!
And all I have to do is say I'm sorry to the Lord.
Yeah, I just say that's God. Fuck that.
Or if you're Catholic, you give a priest jerk off material.
Oh, shit.
Ooh, how many times did you touch yourself, Timmy?
Ooh, you know, it'd be so funny. Jesus comes back, right? And he says, okay, a couple of things. You know, that whole thing where you think you can do whatever the fuck you want and ask for God's forgiveness. That's actually bullshit. That doesn't exist. So, just so you know, pray all you want, but some of you are going to burn in hell forever. I don't care how many times you ask forgiveness, so fuck off. It's going to be a real eye-opener. So sorry.
Welcome to religion.
Yeah, welcome to religion, baby.
It's all about love.
It's all about love. We're heating up the fires for your fucking ass.
Number seven tenet. Every tenet is a guiding principle designed to inspire nobility in action and thought. The spirit of compassion, wisdom, and justice should always prevail over the written or spoken word.
Yes, right. How evil. Jeez, boy. What a bunch of evil bullshit you just read. God. What a bunch of evil Satanists.
Those are the tenets of the Satanic Temple.
Yeah.
What
about coveting thy neighbor's wife? None of that?
You can...
Can I do that? Can I covet a wife?
No coveting.
As a satanic
person? That's in their
person?
Top ten over there.
No, I mean, it's satanic.
Satanic? Covet the fuck away, man. Coveting is thought crime. There's no punishment for
thought
crimes
police.
In satanic templeism.
Right.
The Christians are the ones who are into the thought crimes.
Yeah, real pervs. They're into a lot of shit.
That's what coveting is.
Yeah.
That's a thought crime.
How are you supposed to control what you fucking think?
This is the same county that has denied Suhor himself from giving the satanic invocation. Oh, I thought he had gotten through, but I guess he didn't.
Why don't we get any satanic invocation, people? Damn it. That would be great. We don't get shit here.
So I guess they were going to allow the humanist.
Yes.
Which is an atheist.
Right.
To speak, but they're just not going to allow the satanic temple dude to speak.
God damn, you guys are fuckheads. You have to. It's America, you fuck nuts.
In January, several atheists spoke in defense of Suhor, saying that the invocations should be canceled altogether if elected officials couldn't find a way to make them neutral. Counselor Robinson said that the atheists were trying to use the Constitution to defend only what you want to. And this article says, as if a neutral, inclusive policy is anti-Christian.
Right. My God, it's not anti-Christian. It's just you're letting other people pray to their bullshit God.
Taking away your privilege.
How special
is not
God.
Persecution.
How special? How special do you need, you cunts need to feel? Let me know. How special am I supposed to treat you? Fuck. I mean, it's happening anyway. Everybody defers to your bullshit Jesus shit, but that's not good enough. You need your lips wrapped around Jesus' dick all the fucking time.
Looks like Suhor has had enough and is getting ready to start protests and stuff.
Yeah.
He says, I personally think after 3 years of asking for the commission to obey the Supreme Court and the establishment prohibiting clause and present a policy describing. Remember, they said we did a story before on these guys. That one guy said, we don't want to write down a policy because then we might get sued.
Ha, 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 ha. We don't want to write down a we don't want to put what we're doing in writing because we could get in trouble.
Right.
What does that say about you?
Right, right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
you're so stupid.
Because that's what the atheists are asking for. Well, come out with a policy.
We're trying
come
to
out
figure
with a policy
out what you're doing.
That says you have to provide equal time to, I mean, that's what that Supreme Court, first of all, that Supreme Court decision was fucked.
Yeah.
Because they said they could have an invocation on the taxpayer dime. That was a fuck up.
Right.
They should have said, don't do it on the
don't
taxpayer
do it.
Dime. But that was a horrible conservative majority ruling.
Right.
But it also, in that ruling, the only reason Kennedy went for it was if they made sure that any invocation also had, it was accessed from all religions.
Right.
And none.
All holes filled.
You have to include that. But then these Christians aren't having that. That's the whole country. They're just,
they're not having it.
Yeah.
And
they're being forced in many different, all kinds. They're going to get sued. These idiots, the taxpayers of Pensacola and of that surrounding area in Escambia County are going to be forced to pay the legal fees for these assholes.
We're going to get mouth fucked by Jesus just till the end of fucking time.
So he says, Mr. Suhor says, we're beyond polite decorum and nearly into civil disobedience.
Oh, hell yeah, baby. Motherfucker.
So keep you abreast of what's going on over there.
I think we're at a teachable moment. I don't know if you agree with me or not, but I think we should clear something up. That I know the Christians think that the atheists are the difficult ones in this scenario, right?
Yes, you're trying to take religion. Yes.
But in actuality,
it's freedom of religion, not family.
The people that are being difficult are the Christians.
Yes.
Okay? So suck my dick. Or whatever.
That's, hey, that's your off. Point.
Right.
Stop the presses.
That's my point. this story, though, it's just, it is like trying, you might as well be talking to bricks. You might as well be talking to bricks. We just have to wait for these bricks to decompose and to turn into mulch. Take a big shit on them.
I've got a story here from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Baton Rouge.
And a Catholic school there.
Oh, yes.
By the name of St. Michael the Archangel High School.
Okay.
Interesting. The same name as my mother's Serbian Orthodox Church in Chicago was St. Michael Archangel. Archangel Michael, I think they say.
Is this about, like, priests, like, raping kids?
No.
Okay. Great.
A teacher at St. Michael the Archangel School in Baton Rouge.
Oui, oui. Fuck you.
Thought, you know where this is going. Thought it would be useful to have students write an essay in honor of Black History Month.
Oh, man. Give them some guidance. You know what I mean? Don't you think? Just give them some guidance. If there's anybody there to give you guidance.
Well, I don't see, you know, I mean, I guess one would think at a high school, it would be okay to write an essay about Black History Month.
No. Look at our president. Look at our fucking president. And I mean, and we live in California. Maybe it's because I'm a comic, but I run into a lot of people that don't really have any really useful thoughts about Black History Month. They're stupid, and they're kind of racist. So, yeah, I don't know. High school kids in Louisiana? Oh, my God. Little redneck high school kids. What a horrible group.
I'm reading from WBRZ Channel 2 Baton Rouge.
Hey, fuck you.
Pound Sound students of Catholic high school received a letter. apologizing now. The parents and students have received a letter because a student who wrote this teacher asked the students to write an essay about Black History Month. Instead of writing about the events, a white student, we're just gonna put that out there, wrote that she was, quote, unpleased having to write such a paper and proceeded to explain why not everyone is created equal.
Okay. Oh, man. Imagine her parents.
This is funny.
How old is this kid?
High school.
High school. Oh, God.
This says, WBLZ.com has made an editorial decision not to include many of the overtly racist quotes from the paper on this story.
Editorial decision.
The paper that she turned in. So somebody outed her and like put it all over the internet. But they do link to it.
Yes.
Only a few paragraphs were seen in images shared on at least two occasions this weekend. So I don't know if the whole document is out there,
right?
But a couple of paragraphs made it to the internet, and here's a little bit of what this little sunshine.
This is what she said about Black History Month
in Baton Rouge. This little white girl, high school girl in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, had to write. In my opinion, I'm very unpleased about how I have to write a topic about Black people. I'm not fully racist.
I'm not fully racist.
I can't even get through this.
How much?
I'm not fully racist, but I hate almost every Black person.
Okay, well, hey, something to strive. She's trying to get there.
They think they run everything, but in reality are just an embarrassment to this country. Just I strongly feel like this. I'm reading this verbatim. Just I strongly feel like this because I had a bad experience with Black people.
Well, I'm sure their experience with you was lovely.
Maybe if they acted right, then, T-H-A-N, I would look at them differently, but I do not, and I never will. I get back then. They had a terrible lifestyle. I understand things were a little rough for them back in that
Civil
War.
Lifestyle. Oh, it's just terrible.
I get back then.
I mean,
they had a terrible lifestyle because we, parentheses, whites,
yes.
/ Americans.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
Blacks aren't Americans.
So why? Wow.
We treated them wrongly, meaning we did not let them have the freedom we did back then and use them for slaves. Think about it, though.
Okay.
Strap in.
Oh, yeah.
Think about it, though. None of the apostles were different ethnic.
Nobody in the Bible. They were all white.
First of all.
They were all white.
English teachers.
Oh, yeah.
Every English teacher in this girl's life fail. Yes.
Now, listen.
By the way.
What do you want from them? What do you want from these teachers? You're telling me the person that shat this out of their loins?
Well, that's their fault. Exactly.
There's nothing.
I don't fault this idiot girl who's right. in high school. I fault her parents.
No, by the time you're in high school, you have to.
You should start figuring it out.
Nah, this girl's a horrible fucking person. And she could turn it around. But she's just being an idiot. I don't give a fuck.
None of the apostles were different ethnic. They were all white. There was no black nor Hispanic mentioned really back when Jesus' time was.
I mean, in Jesus' time, they sell black people.
Oh,
what fucking planet is this person from? Oh, my God.
I want this whole paper now. We've only got three paragraphs. Shit. All the stories we hear in the Bible are about, like, mainly white people. So since God knows everything that is going to happen, then... She doesn't know the difference between then and then.
You're so stupid.
God going to happen, then he would have done something about that.
Jesus fucking Christ. How do you exist? How does this person exist?
Then later, then we start to hear about blacks.
Oh,
and how they did not have freedoms like whites did. So then, for example, Martin Luther King stood up in front of millions to present a speech of how, quote, we are all equal. As much as I want to believe and support that statement about everybody is equal, well, we're not.
What are you going? Wow. Wow. High school.
Oh, my God.
High school. In a few years, maybe next year. I don't know how old this person is. They're going to be voting. This person votes. A
couple years, yeah.
Oh, my God. How disgusting.
Her parents voted for Trump. Utterly no doubt. Her parents voted for Trump.
Trump and Vladimir Putin.
And they're
going to
make America great again.
Oh, yeah. They looked at you fucking idiots who are like, God, you know what? We can really get one over on these morons.
Mr. Trump's going to let us point and call an N-word on the street like the good old days.
Oh, God.
Here's the last paragraph we have of this little bit of sunshine.
Mind-numbingly stupid.
High school. This is a Catholic idiot. High school, too. It's a Catholic high school. This is supposed to be a better education. Private school.
This kid is a piece of shit. I'm so sorry.
Right. Her parents are pieces of shit. After King's speech, everything changed for the black people. She thinks like one speech. God, history teachers failed.
Did she have like a cell phone or did she know how to operate it? Do you drive, you idiot racist?
After King's speech, everything changed for the black people. So moving on to our century now. She's like, everything got better for the blacks back then, and that was so long ago.
Oh, my God, you fucking moron.
So moving on to our century now, let's look at what happened this past summer in 2016 in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. But before I say anything, I just wanted to point out that not every black person is bad the way I see them, because there are good ones.
Clarification.
I even have black friends.
Oh, my God, please hit the applause button. Oh, yes. Oh, good. Good for you. Congratulations.
But how they come across...
I don't believe you, though. I don't... Do you believe her?
No.
Produce them.
I even have black friends, but how they come across on the news just changes my point of view. Honestly, if I was black and saw how other blacks were acting, I would be extremely embarrassed.
Oh, okay. Thank you for that insight.
You mean, like... Us white people are embarrassed by you.
Yeah, let me tell you something.
I get it. I understand.
There's that you have no empathy, you lunatic racist fuckhead. There's no way you can imagine what it's like to be somebody that's not white. We're supposed to believe she knows what it's like to be black. What does she fucking know?
And then all I have is a couple more sentences. Now back to what happened in the summer of 2016. A black man apparently had a gun on him when the cops approached him. Cops are to protect us even when they bust people or hand out tickets. But then she goes on, obviously, to talk about the horrible police killings by that black guy. So there obviously means every black person is bad, because look at what that one black guy did to the cops.
Oh, my God. Gee, you know, this person,
St. Michael's,
this person who's in high school, God, you're going to be an adult. And it's not going to be like right now. You're a kid, right? So you're racist. Maybe your parents fucked you up. There's some hope there. But after you're 18, you're just another racist piece of fucking shit making the world worse. You're at the Make America Great Again fucking rally. Who the fuck wants to be that?
Yeah.
What is wrong with this person? Man, grow up, racist.
Ugh. Let's see. What else have we got going on here?
She can't even use... You're in high school. You don't know how to use a comma. You don't know then between than. Get the fuck out of here. Read a fucking book. So dumb.
I've been recommending books on logic to people online who are fucking idiots. And go to our Amazon hole and buy your books there.
She's like a book that you can open. There's like not a lot of words on each page. You can just point at shit. What an idiot.
Let me see here.
What is this? Is this the top five songs? Is it really?
Hey, I was doing just fine before I met you. I drank too much and that's an issue.
From the Billboard Hot 100. We haven't done the top five songs in so long. I thought I'd sneak it in really quickly. That's number five, The Chainsmokers.
God.
Closer.
Snaps. Do you hear those fucking snaps?
Closer, featuring snaps. Halsey.
Fake snaps.
Skipping a little bit.
Hey, skip to the good part.
It was the number five song.
Holy shit. Do you like that?
On Billboard Top 100. That's not, you know.
It's not great.
Not my fave.
Jesus Christ.
I wouldn't call that my favorite song.
What do you think that racist likes, that racist kid? What do you think she listens to? The shit?
Probably Jesus music country.
It'd be funny. She might listen to like Jay-Z and shit. Some black people. Yeah. And she just somehow still
has her
be
black
a
friends.
Giant brain. That's it. You figured it out.
a ninny. Just a complete Uber ninny.
Right.
This is from.
Oh, wait. We're only doing the first.
Well, I was going to mix it up.
Okay.
And I'll throw the. Instead of doing a block.
Oh, okay.
It'll just be little stabs.
Perfect.
Instead of one big bludgeon.
1,000 cuts. I would bleed you.
Speaking of how wonderful and warm and loving.
Fuck you.
The Christian community is.
Oui.
We've got a story here from New Kensington, Pennsylvania.
Oh, shit.
There's been a settlement of a lawsuit.
Yes.
To remove a Ten Commandments monument.
Oh, damn.
From outside Valley High School.
Yeah, baby.
In New Kensington, Pennsylvania.
I love it. Bye-bye.
The monument will be coming down within 30 days.
Damn.
And the district will be paying the plaintiff's attorney's fees totaling $163,500. $163,500 from a school district is a big fucking deal. Shame on those assholes. Those administrators,
insane,
those school
man.
Board fucks
yes.
should be forced to pay that out of their own Christo Twunt Theo fuck pockets.
Yes.
They should be paying not taking it away from the kids who are going to suffer because now... There's $163,000 gone out of their budget because they got to pay for this shit defending their unconstitutional rock.
Let me ask you a legal question.
Yes.
If you're a cop, right, and you violate someone's civil rights, you can be sued because you're supposed to be aware of that. You know what I mean? You know about that. So, like,
Republicans would like that to change, but yes.
But along those same lines, like, wouldn't that be true of some Republican that says, hey, I want to put the Ten Commandments up? I mean, don't they know that that's unconstitutional?
It was there. I don't know that they necessarily put it up, but it might have been there a while. But regardless,
to fucking fight it.
Right.
I mean, if I was Obama or if I was the president, you know what I would do right now if I was a president? And this, you might get some pushback, but I would come and say, listen, I'm giving an executive order. It's some directions on no one's allowed to have these Ten Commandments in any public buildings. And I would send out the trucks and we're just taking all your religious symbolism and all your shit. We're going to dump it into a big pile, and we're going to burn it.
No.
What do you think about that?
No.
Welcome to Pfeiffer Stan. I'm done with this Sky God fucking bullshit.
Stalin.
What? That's not Stalin. I'm taking everybody. Is it?
Yeah.
Well, you can't burn these concrete Ten Commandments, though. Because
that'll be harder to get rid of. Difficult. Yeah, you got to chisel that shit away. The Marie Schaub and her daughter are two of the plaintiffs from this lawsuit. Guess who's getting threats? No.
Oh, yeah.
From warm, loving Christians.
God damn it.
You took my Ten Commandments out of the.
I want to ask some of these idiots, name them. Name these 10 fucking commandments you give a shit about.
One of the clips, or one of the comments, says, you should be dragged in the street and shot.
Hilarious.
Warm-loving Christian.
Could you imagine? You want someone to be dragged out in the middle of the street and shot to death?
Jeez, on the Facebook page for the local newspaper.
God, these people are assholes.
The comments got so nasty that even the newspaper had to publish hey, let's calm things down. It says, now, folks, let's keep it clean and refrain from personal attacks.
Yeah. God, it's so scary. These people in the middle of nowhere, these bumblefuck loons are nuts.
Many of the comments in that story that are upvoted seem to be sane people, but again, it's on Facebook and probably a lot of it's got a lot more. I don't know how much the Valley News Dispatch gets, how much traffic it usually gets, but I'm sure this story has brought a lot. But the top sorted, you know, the most popular upvoted comments so far seem to be pretty sane.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice.
This one's got 175 likes. Why not gasp, put this on a church or otherwise private property where it would be completely legal? What a novel concept.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you know what we could do? We could get on with our fucking lives and like actually do shit that matters.
But that comment has 196 replies to it.
Oh, I bet.
So you know the people are all pissed. And this is Pennsylvania. This isn't Alabama, Stan. This isn't Mississippi.
You know, if I was in a flying saucer looking at the Earth, I would be like, God. Guys, come here for a second.
Move on.
No, we're going to blow this shit up. Hey, look down there. It's fucking hilarious. They're arguing about where they're going to put a big marble statue, and you see these ice caps? They're melting. These fuckers are going to be underwater in 50 years, and they give a shit about this Ten Commandments.
Right.
Yeah, man. We're going to blow this shit up.
Like I said, for the most part, it's people saying smart stuff. Christians are always complaining about persecution, but we know damn well if a Muslim or Satanist wanted to put something up, they'd try to tear it down in a heartbeat.
Oh,
right.
God,
they
of course.
Try. They do.
They do. They vandalize
over
it.
Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa.
Yes.
Flying Spaghetti Monster Week,
E-wee-wee.
Whatever the hell you want to call it, over that whole time of
Savior
year,
week.
Many of the secularists and Satanists and other humanists have petitioned to have displays put alongside
like mangers,
the ridiculous manger
scene, dude,
that a lot of these public places seem feel they're compelled to put up.
Yeah, yeah.
And when they are legally and must be granted equal time and space, we talked several times stories of where they're vandalized by these assholes.
Oh yeah,
vandalized.
You know what you should, I was just thinking, you know what you could do to compete with the manger shit? Just make it like cooler. You know, like, because that's what the Scientologists do in Hollywood. They make like this awesome place where you can, it's like a beautiful picture of Santa Claus for free, right? Mm-hmm. In their creepy like little holiday village. And then, you know, you have to get the whole spiel. You know, I mean, it sucks.
Here's a dissenter. Oh, ever since I came to Valley High School, these Ten Commandments have been the glue to myself and my classmates.
No, they haven't.
It will be sad and disappointing to see them go. You know they're going to be...
They don't give a shit.
You know it's going to be... they're going to be wailing and crying. It's going to be a big drama when they move those Ten Commandments.
Imagine these people. They feel so bad for these slabs of concrete. What about black people or gay people? How do you treat them?
The Ten Commandments have done nothing wrong with Valley High School. Well, you know, right.
Correct.
They have influenced many students and teachers' lives. Well, what about the students and teachers who are not Christians?
Right. What about some tolerance, you dumbass?
And I don't even think, I may be wrong, but I thought the plaintiff is Jewish. I don't even think she's an atheist.
Right.
I think she's Jewish. And she's like, well, that those Ten Commandments don't mean shit to me.
Right, why are they in the fucking...
She might be an atheist. Though.
Right.
Because they have Ten Commandments too, right?
The Jews. Who, the Jews?
The Jews have the...
No idea.
Yeah, they have the Ten Commandments too.
I don't know. How can everybody have them? If I was a religion that was into the Ten Commandments, I'd be like, I'm the only one that could have them. You guys can fuck right off.
Scrolling through all these comments, you just spot the ones with all caps and you know...
Hey.
One more step away from the truth. No one has to shut up in today's society more than Christianity. Anyone see that double standard?
Oh,
hashtag
yes.
Pray for America. Hashtag put his dick in your mouths. No, hashtag put his word in your hearts.
Yeah. God damn it. You know what I would do if I owned Starbucks, just to put it to these motherfuckers? I would put on Christmas, instead of the Christmas cup, I would put the actual crucifixion of Jesus Christ on the cup, his face bleeding, just the most gruesome scene ever. Now say something about my coffee cup. Do you like that? Do you enjoy that?
I just saw something where it's...
They probably
fucking
love it.
There's a public, like a public hospital or something, and they removed, and now they've put back above the entrance to it, a big giant crucifix, and somebody said something like, oh, great, I'm really sick, and I want to see a dead guy hanging there as I'm going in for surgery.
Yeah, you don't have a picture of a fucking cat. You don't have a cat picture you can fucking put
if
up
you
there,
wanna
dude.
Even if you want to make it Jesus-y, can't you do something from when he was alive, not when he was hanging there dead?
You know, I have a question, like, you know, when the advent of technology like Google Glass and things like that, like, you can have, like, heads-up displays in your eyeballs, implanted eyeballs. Then fuck it. This is how we get over this Jesus stupid shit.
You put your Christian filter on the world, you'll see crosses everywhere.
You won't know the fucking difference. You'll see white, young, white, blue-eyed Africans being crucified everywhere. It'll be your big fucking wet dream. Got it if you want it, said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac.
That's Bruno Mars with...
Really? I love that.
That's what I like. I like this song.
Something
yeah.
Something skimpy. Sex by the fire at night.
Silk sheets and diamonds. All white and black.
There you go. Bruno Mars. Coming at number four, ladies and gentlemen.
I wish they had more horns in that song. That song needs more horns, right, man? Too much synthesizer, more horns, dude. The fuck.
This one's gonna drive you nuts. The number three song.
Oh god.
Featuring, well, okay, it's,
you know,
it's,
we used to have bands called like the Rolling Stones and shit. What happened to that?
50 Shades Darker, the movie.
Right.
Taylor Swift.
You ever hear Eric Clapton? Amazing.
Taylor Swift with
Who?
Zane.
Who the fuck is that?
Fighting and fucking on.
It's a battle day. It's a lot. What is it? It's a war zone? Who cares?
Wherever, I just want to keep calling your name until you come back.
My name. That's the number three song, ladies and gentlemen. Billboard Top 100.
Congratulations, everybody
Zane
involved.
With good Taylor job, Zane. Swift.
Good job, Taylor Swift. Isn't she the queen of the Aryan race or some of the Nazis? Taylor Swift.
There are Nazis that consider her to be the.
Does she reject them or what?
The uber epitome of what's going on there. What?
Is she for? I mean, does she embrace the title or has she spoken out against it? I mean.
I don't know if she's right. Officially spoken.
Fights bad and bullshit bad. Cooking up dope with a Uzi. My niggas are savage.
Oh my.
We got 30s and 100 rounds too. My bitch is bad and bullshit bad. Cooking up dope with a Uzi. My niggas are savage.
Oh, well, the N-word whipped out in the number two song.
They just rhyme bougie with Uzi.
Sure.
I love that.
Bad and Bougie.
Yeah.
Is Migos or Migos. I don't know right. What you have. Featuring Lil Uzi Vert.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
know what that is. Damn. Whipping out the N word. That's the number two.
Uzi.
Migos.
Bougie.
Migos. And the number one song of the week here on. Oh, we got a bail here.
Is this Justin Bieber?
We're closing with
who the, is it?
No,
who is it?
This is the number
fighting and fucking
one
on.
Song of the week.
Put that body on me. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm coming now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of
that's
you.
That's Ed Sheeran with the shape of you. The number one song.
I'm in love with the shape of you. I thought he said, I'm in love with a sheep.
Well, yeah, he is British. I apologize to our British listeners.
Oh, I'm in love with the sheep.
That would be
I am.
New Zealand, wouldn't it?
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
I'm in love with the sheep. I don't think it's. I don't think it's a consensual.
All right.
Type of
a sheep
a possible
consent.
Relationship, right?
You can't fuck a sheep, but yet you can make a sweater out of them.
We got to get out of here. Have a great weekend, everybody. Don't forget, we're here every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Tide Coast. iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Buy your shit through our Amazon hole, please. Crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whenever you buy, we get a little taste. Doesn't cost you anything.
We get paid.
Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Instagram feed at RatedRComedy, his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy, or go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Also, freaking Vile.
Have a great fucking weekend, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Kill your fucking selves, you fucking globalists.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.